The chimes of time ring out the news. The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What is done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. But it is no secret what God. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always be at home, wherever you may roam. There's no power can conquer you, while God is on your side. Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. Cause it is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do.
Brian's songs, they're too short. He needs to make, you know, they used to have 12 inches. I'm sure you know them, Brother Brian. It was a 12-minute song. We need 12 inches of your songs. Amen. It's okay, tomorrow. Let's sing a nice song, a good song, The Original Life. The Original Thank you.
understanding. He has opened up my heart. In victory is ours, who were chained up in the past. Should you believe? Yes. Oh, and we have responded to our God. Full unto adoption, full of authority and power. Sleeping saints will awake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days, sing over glory, hallelujah, to our God.
For what we came for. Hallelujah.
Take me past the outer courts to that holy place.
You have to forgive me. I had a son this week. I didn't sleep 2 days. But there's no excuses. You can't give an excuse in heaven. Because Jesus wouldn't say, excuse me, I'm not feeling well. You see, so, excuse me.
Take me past the outer courts. Lord, I want to see only your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Oh, take me into the holiest of holies. Oh, take me the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cold tonight. Take the cold, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me, Lord. Take me into the holiest of holies. Oh, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me into the holiest of holies. Oh, take the cold, use my lips. Here I am. Take the cold tonight. We enter into the temple. Give thanks to the Ancient of Days to honor Him. Oh, His mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of the world. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people.
say, oh, let's give Him thanks tonight. Give thanks to the angels. Oh, we give You thanks, my Lord. Give thanks to the angels of the earth. Oh, 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 give thanks to the angels of the earth. I enter into the holiest of holies.
I enter the holies of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter.
Oh, we enter to worship You, Lord, only. I enter to honor I am. Oh, let's worship tonight. Would I worship?
For Your name is holy, God.
Lord, Your name is holy, holy, Lamb. For Your name is holy, holy, holy. Lord, You are worthy. This. Oh, for Your name is holy.
For Your name is holy,
holy, holy.
Holy, holy,
holy, holy God.
In Your presence, that's where I am strong. In Your presence, O Lord, my God. In Your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking Your face, touching Your grace. In the cleft of the rock, in Your presence, O God.
God bless you all. Once again, I feel honored and privileged to be here again. A very wonderful time. Myself, my wife, we've had a wonderful time. I think you will say more tomorrow. But I just want to appreciate my dear brother, the pastor, and his dear wife. Want to appreciate brother and sister Kadango and all the wonderful people. God bless you richly. May we read from the book of Luke, chapter 24. Luke, chapter 24. We're going to read from verse 27. A very familiar chapter. Maybe beginning from verse 24 of the same chapter. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but Him they saw not. Then He said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them, and their eyes were opened. Hallelujah. And they knew him, amen. And he vanished out of their sight. Yes. What a scripture. Amen. Whenever you're reading the Bible, you're always amazed. Amen. They constrained him. I want to say it ourselves tonight, the Lord has already done his part. Amen. He's now waiting on us. There is nothing more that God can do apart from that which he has already done. Amen. Now it's up to you and it's up to me. Amen. Let us pray. Ambesu Kristu tukuya mikani chufkwa chakusonka na kumadzilwa. Matiko merantima, matisa marira masana, matisa marira sabata yonsei. Tikape mpera, kupiore la mutenga u, muka yankule nafe. Tukutoko zani fajampingu umene inu mulungu maupatula, kutumadzilwa anu inuoka mkale mekezeke. Father, we humble ourselves even this evening, for we do realize that it's you who has brought us together. Lord, we pray that you speak to us. Once again, Father, allow me to be a vessel. And once again, you be the speaker to your own children. Oh God, we've been expecting this day, and we are under great anticipation, knowing that where two or three are gathered in your name, there will you be in their midst. And Father, you have always honored your word, and we believe even tonight that, Father, you'll honor your word once again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is our prayer. Amen. Amen. We may be seated. I think you know the story of these two. We're going to Emmaus. They were talking, discussing things concerning the message of their day. It is very important, brothers and sisters, for all of us never to lose sight of what God has done in our age. We should always remember that God sends a messenger for each dispensation. And in these days, we know that God sent our dear brother and prophet William Marion Branham. Many people are busy trying to take the prophet out of his place, but we are not going to take him out of his place. There will always be one major prophet for each generation. And we want to thank God that through the message God brought to us through William Branham, our eyes have been opened. Amen. 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 We were blind. We were in our denominations. We didn't know what the scripture is all about. We were like that servant in that cart, who said, how can I understand these things unless somebody teaches me? And we thank God that the Holy Spirit has come through the prophetic message of the messenger of this age. We now know what the Bible is all about. Our eyes have been opened. The two, as they were discussing, the Lord joined them. God cannot join a discussion that doesn't pertain him. That doesn't involve him. When you discuss heavenly things, heaven will come down. Amen. When you talk spiritual things, spirituality will come down. Amen. May God help us. Amen. When we discuss things concerning scripture, God is bound to come down and join you. And he did with these two. And as they were going along, he said, what are you discussing about? What are you talking about? They said, are you a stranger in this area? Don't you know what has happened? We are talking of Jesus, whom we thought was going to be our Savior and Redeemer. The Jews have crucified him. This is the third day since they killed him. And Jesus, beginning from the book of Isaiah, started to talk to them concerning what God had intended to do. Amen. And as he was discussing to them, something was happening in them. There is something about coming to church. Something about hearing the message being preached. Something about reading the scripture. Something about listening to the message. The inner man gets a blessing. And then, after it shared with them, he was about to pass by. And these two constrained him. It wasn't Jesus saying, "Look, may I come with you? God is a gentleman. He'll wait for you. He'll never force you to do things. He will give you the opportunity to invite him in." And praise God, these two invited Jesus. And when they did, what a blessing they had. God is waiting on you. The Lord Jesus Christ was waiting on them to see how they were going to respond to the message they were listening to along the way. It's over. It's done. It's finished as far as God is concerned. There is nothing more that he can do apart from what he's already done. Tonight, let me tell you, God has already manifested himself to mankind, to us, through the seven compound names. He's saying, "I'm Jehovah Jireh." If you are in need tonight, he's saying, "I am your provider. I've already provided. The check has already been signed." There's nothing more he can come to do than what he has already done for you. Let me tell you, if you feel like you are alone and you're lonely, he's saying, "I'm Jehovah Shammah. I'll never leave you. I'm always present." He is the God who was there yesterday, who will be there today and tomorrow. Hallelujah. And he's saying, when you feel like things are not working, he is Jehovah Shalom. In a world that is full of confusion, woes, and all that is going around, you can say to yourself, "The Lord is my peace." He is our peace. Hallelujah. And he's Jehovah Ra, my shepherd. He's Jehovah Rapha, my healer. He's Jehovah Tsikadenu. He's our righteousness. And he's Jehovah Nissi, our banner. The seven compound names have got everything that you need. You are not supposed to be in need. You are supposed to come forward and say, "Lord, I receive." He is waiting on you. He has already done what he could have done for us. Amen. Let's listen to what he's saying in these messages here. Brother Branham is talking in the message Expectations. He says, how the Lord is planting the word. That first of all is God's eternal word. And I want to say this, while you are here seeking out God for your salvation and for your healing, that everything that God can do for you, he has already done it. Everything that God can do for you, for me, he has already done it. Now it's up to you and up to me to accept it. It's up to us now to appropriate his promises to ourselves. To say, "Lord, I believe you. Lord, I receive it. Lord, this is mine." It's now up to you. What more can he do? We all have cars. What you do when you want to go somewhere with your car, you enter into the car, and the car doesn't start on its own. The car is saying, I'm waiting. What do? You take the key. You put it in the ignition. You start the car. You put it into motion. You can stay on that seat for a month until you know what to do with the car. Everything that is required for you to go on your journey is already in that car. The engine is there, the tires are there, the fuel is there, but the car is saying, I'm waiting on you now. Put me in motion. This word has everything. This word, God is everything that you'd require. It's no longer up to him. It's now up to the believer to appropriate all those promises and say, Lord, I take them. I believe them. They are mine. Oh, Lord, help us. You can stay in that vehicle for hours. It will do nothing until you put it into motion. Praise God. The Lord is waiting on us to see how we will react to the promises that he has put in his word. We are not here just to fool ourselves. We are here to say, this is the truth. But it will take you and me to appropriate it and say, Lord, this is for me. And I'm taking it and I'm believing it. I'm applying it. Amen. He's waiting on us. It's now in our hands. May God help us. In the ever-present water from the rock, the prophet is saying, and this great Pentecostal move today, God is waiting for you to call him on the scene. You are not out of speaking distance with him. Though we have done wrong and sinned and turned our backs on him and done things we ought not to do, but yet he is with us. Christ was in the boat. He went to sleep. He fell asleep. And the tempest and the turmoil of the waters and the boat was almost sinking. Jesus went on sleeping. Yet being God, he knew what was happening. Hallelujah. Being God, he knows what you're going through. Yes. Being God, he knows the obstacles that are ahead of you. But being God, he also wants to give you an opportunity to call him on the scene. To do something about it. To rise up above the circumstances. And say, Lord, wake up. Lord, I'm dying. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Shammah. You are Jehovah Nissi. Just tell him who he is. And he will rise up. Peace. Be still. It's up to you now. God is waiting on you. Because he has already done that which he should have done for you. When he died on the cross, he said, it is. It is. It is. It's over. It's over, brother. It's over. It is finished. You don't have to worry anymore. There is nothing more you can do apart from believing. Apart from saying, Lord, that is for me. Lord, help us. Call him on the scene and you will see the results. Calling Jesus on the scene, in that message, the prophet says, and now Christ is in the church. Where is Christ? He is in the church. Who is the church? You and me. Where is Christ? He's in the church. Reconciling the people to God. He promised to do it. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is just waiting now to be called on the scene. Oh my. He's just waiting to see what you do about it. When you call him on the scene, he'll come. He's waiting on you. His word will never fail. But sometimes we fail by allowing fear to come in. By allowing circumstances to overwhelm us. By allowing ourselves to be what we are not. Yet God is saying, I am here. I'm ready. Is somebody sick tonight? He will not heal you. He has already healed you. All you need to do is accept it. Are you going through a turbulent time in your life? He is the same who said to the ocean, to the sea, peace, be still. He will speak those same words. And there will be peace in your situation. He's waiting on you, brother. He's waiting on you, sister. Praise God. This house was burning. And the fire people came. They laid this big mattress for this man in this burning house. They said to him, jump! Everything is ready. He looked down. He looked at the distance. He feared. And the fire was engulfing him. And the mother said to the son, my son, jump! The firemen have already done what they can do. But now it's up to you to jump. Are you willing to jump? Because the Lord has already laid that mattress. The Lord has already provided. Sometimes we think he's not there when he's there. Sometimes we think, oh, I don't think I'll get out of this mess. But the Lord said, Lord, I've already provided for you to get out of this mess. The answer, where is the answer now? The answer is no longer with him. The answer is now with you. You are holding your own solution. Lord, help us. There are teachers here. Our children go to school. And what do the teachers do? They teach them. But there comes time for exams. And the child walks into that exam room alone. The teacher is no longer there. The mother is not there. Friends are no longer there. And then they are given time for each paper. 1 hour for this paper, maybe 2 hours for that paper. And then the invigilator says, now let's start the exams. What happens? It's now up to the student to bring into action those things that he learned. Praise God. When you are faced with a situation where you feel there's no way out, be like the student. Remember those things that you were taught. Remember what God says about you. Remember his promises. Ooh. And you will ride through. It's now in your hands. Praise God. It's now in your hands to apply the word of God and see the results. The results are already there. But you need to do something to see those results. Praise God. It's now up to us. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on me. You know, this gentleman, a soldier, a general, his name was Naaman. He was told by his little girl that there is a God where I'm coming from. A God who answers prayer. And there is a prophet there by the name of Elisha. Praise God. Let me tell this church, we have a prophet. Never lose sight of that. Never come to a point where you push the prophet out. When you push him out, you're pushing God out. When we come up with our own revelations, God will say, no, I've already provided a revelation. Just walk in that revelation. So when Naaman came to Elisha, Elisha was told, there's Naaman, the general. So Elisha said, tell him to go to Jordan and dip himself 7 times in the Jordan. And his skin will be like a child's. It was no longer in the hands of Elisha. It's now up to Naaman as to what he will do with the word. It's up to you as to what you will do with the word. Because the word has already said things about you that you need now to apply. So Naaman said, look, is this man serious? Does he really know who is standing here? Have you told him about all this? My uniform. Have you told him about all these cars I've brought, the chariots? He says, we've told him about that. He has heard about you. Can't he come out and at least touch me and see me and greet me? Praise God. Elisha was not taken by that. When the word is given out, it's no longer up to God, it's up to you now. Many times we are not seeing results because we are fighting the word. When I'm prayed for, what I must do? Hold on and say, Lord, I believe it. I don't care about the symptoms. I only care about your word. So Elisha said, it's up to him. If he wants healing, he has to do what the word has said. God is only waiting for you to respond to the word. And his servant said, oh master, you know, by that time he began to talk about the rivers that were in his land. There are so many people who come in the message with made up ideas already about what they want about this message, how things should be done. No, God will not do things your own way. He has already provided a way. So reluctantly, Naaman goes to the river Jordan. The river that he didn't like. The river that he despised. The river that was dirty. But that's what the word says. It's up to you now. Elisha is not going to come out and carry you to the river. He will not go hire a taxi for you to take you to the river. You have to go yourself. So he goes reluctantly. Sometimes we fight the word and we feel like it's not the right thing. But all the time, the word is always right. Amen. So you know the story. Naaman goes there. And by the grace of the Lord, he got healed. It was no longer in the hands of Elisha. It's up to you now. He's waiting on you to carry out the word. When there was no wine at the feast of Cana, the wedding. Mary said to them, do all that he tells you. Everything that the word says, do it. If you want to see results, do the word. Then Jesus said to them, fill those pots, not with wine, but with water. Oh. And I can actually visualize those young men when they were filling those pots with water. I said, did you really tell him the problem that we have here? He says, he knows. Did you tell him that it's wine that we need, not water? He says, we told him that we need wine. And he says, he should fill it with water. He says, yes. How does water? There's no equation there. Anyway, they filled the pots. Once Christ says the word, he remains there. He will never come to say, well, did you really understand what I was saying? You only say, do this, and you have to do that. And then, Master, we've done what you've told us. Call the gentleman, the chair of this wedding committee. Let him test. And then when he came to test, he didn't know what was happening or what had happened. And they said, wow, how have you kept this wine that is so sweet and good up to this time? Everybody was amazed. Why? It was now up to them to carry out the word. The word will only do us good if we carry it out. If we do it, he's now waiting on us. He's done his part. Oh, I laugh. I love that. He has done his part. He's waiting to be called on the scene. He's waiting for you and me to say, Lord, help me. Getting in the spirit, in the message, getting in the spirit. He says, now to you newcomers, now I do not claim to be a divine healer. I don't believe there is such a person on earth. I believe Jesus Christ is the healer, and he has already did everything for you that he could do. Never mind the English of the prophet. Just read it the way he said it. Because when he was smitten back there, he was that rock. He was the pillar of fire, the I am. The only we have to do is just get the clogs out of the way. Well then, he has already healed every sick person here. Every person already healed. Every sinner is already saved. You better accept it, brother. Healing took place already. Help has already been provided. There is nothing that you can come and say, Lord, I need this. He will tell you, just believe, because it has already been done. It's over. But we allow fear, we allow this flesh to come in the way and say, is it really going to happen? It will happen. Because God keeps his word. He's waiting on you. The floods could not come because God was waiting on Noah to finish the ark. He's waiting on us, brothers and sisters. Because the prophet says, in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He says, oh, if only the church could realize, know its position, then the rapture will take place. Amen. We have a problem of knowing our position, of knowing who we are. We are still crying for things that have already been provided for. Faith is not rising enough. We are underestimating God. We are actually working below our privileges. We are not what we are supposed to be. Lord, help these people. May God help you and me. Because we need to rise above. Rise above everything that is forbidding. And then, oh Lord, help us. In the message, let us see God. God is in His Word. Amen. Anybody will take His Word, any promise. Let me go on record by saying this. If you take the right mental attitude towards any promise of God, it will bring it to pass. If you take God and say, it's you, God is obligated to bring it to pass. Because all along He's waiting on you. Praise God. He's not a showy God. No, He won't do things for a show off. He only do it because it's His word. He says, that's what I think about His word. You take any promise in here and you take the right mental attitude towards it, God will bring it to pass for you. God is waiting on us. He's saying, what is the problem? What is the problem? Everything has already been laid up. Yet the church is having problems to grasp that which God has given them. We walk around as if our God is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, Lord, help me. I was saying to the church, just imagine if ours, the son of Bill Gates. Just imagine you are the son of Bill Gates. Oh, you will have that atmosphere of being Bill Gates' son around you. The way you will be flying in private jets. You will be in 5-star hotels. You know, you will be different. And you'll know it. Just imagine being Bill Gates' son and not knowing it. It'll be a pity. But let me say to you, you're more than Bill Gates' son. You are the son and daughter of the God of heaven. Your father owns everything. You talk of silver and gold. You talk of the sun and the moon, the planets, the stars, the galaxies. You talk of this earth. You talk of Ireland. You talk of Malawi. You are, oh Lord, help us. God is waiting on you. My son, what's the problem with you? You are like a cow that goes to a river. And this Lake of Malawi is 500 kilometers long. And the cow said, I'll drink this water sparingly. Lest I finish it all. How can you finish Lake Malawi? One cow. How can you finish this whole ocean? How can you finish God? You underrate yourself. You suppress yourself. You put limits to yourself. The message is the only thing that will give you a realization of who you are. For years, maybe for months, these two little eaglets were thinking they were chickens in the barnyard until the mother showed up. Oh Lord, help us. And when the mother showed up, the mother didn't go down there. Amen. Because the mother already knew that those eaglets have got what it will take for them to come up. Amen. In you, there is what it will take for you to rise above your problem. You're not a chicken. You're an eagle. And the mother flew, and the eaglets could see that this bed is different to these other beds here. And the mother says, "My children, you are not a chicken. Come up! Mother, how are we going to do it? Can't you come at least help us carry us? I'm not going to carry you. I'm waiting for you here. Because the power to rise above is already in you. When you believe this message, the power of resurrection is already in you. Oh! When you believe this message, you have power to create another world. You have power to conquer. And yet you are suppressing yourself. Ah, brother, I don't know how tomorrow will be like. Ah, brother, I don't know. Yes, today, at least yet today. But tomorrow, I don't. We sing that song. I can face tomorrow. And you are still doubting about tomorrow. Yet in the church you were singing, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. When he lives, I'm also living. Christ is waiting on us. Church, it's time to rise. It's time to shake ourselves. It's time to take our rightful position. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to know who we are. It's time to say to yourself, Lord, I'm going to take you by your word. What you say is what you will do. God will never fail. He always respects his word. May God help us. Maybe one or two more quotations, because this will help us. In the message, question and answers, Hebrews 3, that was preached in 1957, it says, oh, if the great holy church only realized its power to do these things. Ah. Oh, if you only realize the power to do these things, where's the power? The power is in you. We are more than conquerors. Christ is waiting on us. He feels sorry for a church that is supposed to be there, still here. Bogged down by the winds of the world. Can't fly above them winds. Always complaining, chattering like the chickens. Brother, I can't do it. Brother, I can't do it. I don't know whether I'll do it. Oh, brother, this is difficult. Oh, brother, many people have tried and they failed. You are talking in chicken language. Chicken are only fit for, see, what is the for these restaurants? KFC. Chickens are only fit for KFC. You are fit for heaven. Lord, help us. When you know who you are, you will rise above everything. God is waiting on us. Christ is waiting on you, brother. He's waiting on me. He's waiting on the church. We are more than conquerors. We are not just ordinary people. We are his church. Ah, Lord, help us. And he says, when the Holy Spirit comes in you, all those cans will go out. Amen. I cannot. When the Holy Ghost comes, I cannot go out. I can come in. He's waiting on you. Why are you crying, Moses? Because Moses was now in the spirit of crying, like the rest of them. You know, there are other brothers who come among brothers with crying spirits. They'll let the whole church cry too. And then when you finish crying, you want, what was that crying for? You just entered into wrong spirit. Moses started crying. And then God says, Moses, why are you crying? Amen. Did I not tell you that you should go out? Did you not see those miracles? What God did for you yesterday was only saying to you, I can do more of that. When you come to a hallelujah. I remember one time we're driving from the tipmost part of Malawi called Nsanje. We were coming to Blantyre and it was at night. I was with my fellow brother Peter. He's gone to glory now. We came to a place called Nchalo and our vehicle, an Isuzu pickup, packed up. The ball joints, I think for those who are acquainted with vehicles, the ball joints just collapsed. And when a ball joint collapses, you can't do anything about it until you fix it or buy new ones and fit them in. We were tired and it was at night. I said to Brother Peter, we looked around with a torch, we found the ball joints had collapsed. I said, we're not going to sleep here. Another car stopped. They checked. Oh, yes. You just have to sleep here in the morning, look for a mechanic and fix the car. I said, Lord, we're coming from, we've been preaching for 1 week and we are tired and this car is packing up like this. We said, Brother Peter, come up here. We laid our hands on the car. Oh. I will answer this on the day of judgment. I said, Lord, we don't know anything about cars, but you know so much about cars. In the name of Jesus, this car will drive us to Blantyre. I got in, started the vehicle, we drove. We reached home at night. In the morning, I took it to a garage called Mike, Apple, and Gato. And the mechanic who looked on the car said, hey, wait a minute, Pastor, how did you come here? I said, you saw us driving in. He says, this is impossible. Because these ball joints, there's no way you could have driven even to start. I was able to witness to that mechanic. I baptized him, his family, everybody else. Through that car. When you think things are impossible, say to yourself, Lord, there is nothing impossible with you. He's not a God of experiments. He's not a God who is in a laboratory somewhere experimenting about how to cure Ebola. No! He has already cured Ebola. He has already cured AIDS. He has already cured everything. We went to preach at a place called Mangochi. Maybe when the pastor comes, I'll show him that place. And then there came a lady. I was with my wife. There was a prayer line with a few brothers there, Pastor Nguira and others. And this lady comes, she said, Pastor, I'm HIV positive. I want you to pray for me. You know, sometimes you're a little bit shaken. But I said, let's pray. We prayed for her. I forgot about it. Maybe two years later, I was preaching at another place called Lunzu. And after the service, there comes this lady. We were about to leave and she knocked on my car, my window. And she said, Pastor, do you remember me? I was with my wife. Is she? We were together. Do you remember me, Pastor? Sister, forgive me. I forgot it. She says, I am the sister you prayed for. I was HIV positive. After that prayer, I went to the doctors. They tested me. They found me negative. I've been tested 10 times. All negative. Yes. Here I am, I'm strong. He is God or he's not God. But you and me, we know he is God. He's Jehovah Rapha. He has already dealt with the issue of your sickness. He has already dealt with the issue of your problem. He has already dealt with the issues of the impossible things you are going through. He's waiting on you. Florence Nightingale, she was so sick and so skinny. She asked Brother Branham, sent him a ticket. You know, Brother Branham couldn't go. But faith rose in that dying woman. Hey, she chartered a plane, whatever. She flew to London. At the same time, the prophet was arriving. You know the story. Praise God. When faith rises, sickness stops. Brother Brown says, I'd never seen a woman so sick like that. But because God was waiting on her to do something about her sickness. Are you tired of your problems? Are you tired of the way things are going around you? You are the answer to those things. God is waiting on you. Oh, when God comes down, the prophet prayed for Sister Florence Nightingale. The next time we were seeing the picture, she was now healthy. Why? She did something. God was waiting on how she was going to respond to the word. We've got so many people, I can't make it. I can't make it. I can't make it until they can't make it. You become what you are saying. You become, you're actually sowing seeds of I can't do anything. Oh, brother, if only I was educated. Oh, brother, if only I had money. It doesn't take money, it takes God. Oh, Lord, help us. We'll fish the whole night. We haven't caught any fish. You know, where they didn't catch any fish doesn't make any difference with God. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't even surprise Jesus. This also, I didn't know. Oh, sorry, I didn't know that you didn't catch any. No. He said, throw the net. But the master, we fished right there the whole night. At this very place you're telling us. Jesus is not moved by what you're saying. Amen. He's moved by his word.
Amen.
So, the Lord was waiting on Peter and company. So Peter said, so, well, they took the net, threw it there, the deep. And when they did that, they caught so much fish until they had to invite the other churches to come and enjoy the fish.
Amen.
You catch so much revival until you invite other churches to come here and enjoy what God is doing with you. Hallelujah! You just, excuse me, sometimes my manners, pulpit manners go away. He's waiting on you. Tonight, let me say to you, brother, it is impossible with people, not with God. You need to do something. Lord, I'm tired of the kind of life I'm living. When the Jubilee year came, the trumpeter, though his only job was to trumpet, not to free slaves. Now, the slave who hears the trumpet, the trumpet is waiting for him now to do something about his situation. The trumpet will not go, brother, let me... No. We only trumpet here. We only preach. It's up to you to take the word. And those who hear the trumpet, they'll say, amen, I'm free. Free, I'm free. Do you know, the moment the word is preached, there is that sense of freedom that flows within you. The Jubilee year is here. You can be free.
Amen.
He's waiting on you. My testimonies are just part of the many testimonies that have been given here, that your pastor shared with you, that many brothers have shared here. They are not unique in the sense that they are the only ones. No! I'm just saying God can do this thing. We had invited a pastor from Zambia. We were going to hold meetings. And we gathered money, but the money fell short because the convention in the village, we had wanted to kill about two or three cows to accommodate all these sister churches and others that were coming in. Praise God. And then the visiting power minister came from Zambia. We were ready. Only 2 days to go, then only a day to go. We were short of probably, I would say, in 2 days, almost 500 euro that we needed. I said, Lord, the Lord was saying, you have a convention. Do you believe me or not? I said, Lord, I believe you. As I knew that in my account there was no money, but somehow I went to check the balance of my account. Amen. Amen. When I checked the balance, there was more money than I needed. Amen. I said, no, this could be a mistake. I called the manager. I said, manager, there is this money in my account. I don't remember anyone putting money in my account. I don't even remember myself putting money there. The money said, well, give us 2 hours, we'll check. Maybe there could be a mistake. They checked for 2 hours. I went, they said, well, actually, this money is yours. I said, no, it can't be mine. So we'll come tomorrow. So tomorrow morning I went, that was the last day. They checked all over, they phoned there, they looked through there. They said, well, actually, pastor, this money is yours. Amen. I said, okay, I'm withdrawing it. Amen. I wrote a check. Praise God. I said, Lord, if it is a mistake, I'm more than willing to pay it back. We did the convention. That's over 10 years ago. Up to now, the bank are still balancing their books. He's a miracle working God. Hallelujah. He's a miracle waking God. Oh, he's a wonder. He's a miracle. He's a miracle waking. You would hear the prophet saying to people, say, don't be afraid. That Mexican lady, as long as me and my fellow pastors and preachers will be preaching this message, we'll talk about that lady. She had heard. She was a Catholic. She had heard of what God was doing in that arena, in that stadium, through a man sent by God. She believed it. If a Catholic can believe it, what about you, believer? Oh, she believed it. Her son, her child died 9 o'clock in the morning. She refused to call the undertaker. Amen. She refused to make arrangements for the funeral. Amen. There are times you refuse what the devil is saying to you. Amen. You refuse what you're seeing. Amen. You refuse how you're feeling in your body. Amen. You refuse what people are saying to you. Amen. She said, I refuse. Amen. I'll take this baby. She took the baby, went to the meetings. The ushers were there. They didn't allow her. They fought with her. She fought with them. When faith rises, it never gives up. You know, in the Bible, you talk of those people with the brother with palsy. And when they found the houses was full of people, they didn't have manners. They went upstairs and they took all the roof out. It wasn't even their house. Hallelujah! That Mexican woman will be testimony to all of us. Finally, Brother Branham saw a vision. Because God was waiting on what she would do. Is she going to give up? Because people were pushing her all over. Many people give up because look, oh, they talked about me. They said I'm not good enough. Oh, they're saying about this. Hey, they give up. I'm not going to give up because of you. No. No, no, no. What people say wrongly about you is not what you are. You are what God says about you. What people say about me, oh, he's short, he doesn't preach enough. I don't care. They said that to D.L. Moody. They said he was ugly. They said his voice was not, it was just a quaking like. They said all bad things that Moody said. It's a good thing they said that about me. Because it's not me. It's the Christ that I'm preaching about. He could have folded his Bibles and said, look, people are talking too much about me. The more they talk about you, the more you feel encouraged. It's like a diamond, as I'm finishing. The more you scrub it, the more it shines. You know, a diamond is an amazing stone. If you scrub it, the more it shines, the more it brings its beauty. He's waiting on you now. What are you going to do about it? Oh, brother, I need healing. He has already given you healing. He's waiting on you to take up your position. You say, Lord, I believe it. Irregardless of how I'm feeling. He's waiting on you. You remember that blind brother? Brother Bram said, you are healed. He went around telling people I'm healed, yet you are still blind. Amen. One day he walks into the barber shop. And the barber man says, I thought you said you were healed. He said, oh, my brother, I'm already healed. Praise God. By the way, God is a healer. As he was saying, his eyes opened. He ran in the streets with the barber behind him. He's waiting on us. Without compromising, by the grace of God, we've seen God at work in our age. We have received a prophet. We've received the message through the messenger. You don't need Brother Lamech Msambange to come and be another messenger. No! We already have a messenger. All we need to do is just to say what the tape says. To preach what he preached. To be with your pastor. Amen. To remain in a church. Amen. He's waiting on you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. I don't know what you're going through, but he knows what you're going through. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Tsikeno. He is Jehovah Shammah. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah Ra. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is the all in all. That's why he told Sarah, why did you laugh? Is there anything too hard for God? Anything too hard for him? Even for you tonight? Oh, Pastor, just don't know what I'm going through. I don't have to know. I only know that what you're going through has already been dealt with. All you need is to rise up in faith. Say, Lord, thank you for speaking to me tonight. Lord, thank you for speaking to me tonight. Oh, Lord, here I am tonight. You are there for me. I am the one we've been delaying. You've already done everything. I'm the one taking time. But as far as you're concerned, God, We were taught to sing this song, "Only Believe, All Things Are Possible." As I'm asking my dear brother, pastor, to come, only believe all things are possible. He is ready. Maybe you're the one who is not ready. He has been ready 2,000 years ago when he shouted, he said, "It is finished." And then Isaiah says, "By his stripes we are healed." God was ready for you before the foundation of the world. He had already provided a solution for you and me before we were even born. Oh, Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's sing that song, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Let's come to a time of prayer tonight. I'm sure you desire to express yourself before the Lord. The best response to the word, speak to the rock. That's the best thing that you can do. Always respond to the word. When he speaks to your soul, speak back to him. And saying, "Lord, I believe. It's for me." Even if you just say to him, "Lord, I thank you for speaking to me, for passing my way," because that expresses to me the reality of your desire that you have towards me. And Lord, because of your desire towards me, I respond. It's my desire towards you. And wonderful things. Let's just sing that song, Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You are more than enough for me, Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. By your stripes I've been saved.
Yeah!
It's a real truth, and it's your experience and it's mine. The problems that we have, the situations we go through, every single one is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for Him to reveal Himself. The prophet says, why does God allow problems to come? He said, why would a Christian be perplexed? He says, because God brings those things so that He can make Himself more real to us beyond the problem. No matter your circumstance tonight, let's speak to Him. Let's come unto Him. If there's been unbelief, if there's been fear, repent before Him and say, Lord, I cast this down. Remember Bartimaeus, he cast away his old robe and he came to Jesus. If there's been anything hindering you in the way, you just say, Lord, you help me, because this is for me. This is the children's bread. This is my privilege. This is what you died for, Lord. Let's enter in this evening, saints. Let's come before Him and pray. Whatever you need, you just speak directly to Him. Lay it upon the altar. Take Him at His word. And you wait upon Him. He'll never let us down. Let's all come to a time of prayer. Father, how we thank you, Lord, upon this evening, Lord, that you've given unto us the privilege of prayer. How we thank you, Lord, that you've given unto us, Lord, the privilege of your word and of your grace, Lord. How we thank you, Lord, that you persuade us, Lord, of your promises, Lord. How you remind us, Lord, of your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord, day by day. Father, we just want to bring ourselves before thee, Lord.
Lord, Savior, bind lifeless, Lord. Father, for you have given us, Lord. Father, the remedy, Lord, Savior. Father, for us to be, Lord, Savior. Father, change, given into thy image, Lord, Savior God. Give us grace, Lord, Savior. Lead us, Lord. Give us, Lord.
Let's sing that song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Jesus, do not pass me by.
trusting only in thy name.
In the merit by Jesus.
Oh, I seek
thy face.
My wounded, broken spirit,
my broken spirit,
save me by thy grace,
my Lord and
Savior.
It may be prisoner's chains. It may be bleeding stripes, but it's an opportunity. You know, you think of Paul and Silas that night. The circumstances didn't look promising at all. The situation is not something they would have chosen to be in themselves, but it was an opportunity. What a wonderful thing when God reveals himself and brings redemption into whatever circumstance of life. How many times have you experienced that? And so many times that you look at it and naturally speaking, it seems a hopeless situation. But you just keep worshiping him. You just keep blessing his name. And you find he moves on the scene. He turns it all around. And afterwards, you look back and say, how glorious this is. The way this evening started to Paul and Silas and the way that it ended was completely the opposite of what they would have thought. And that's the same in any situation that you and I have. Let's just keep blessing his name, no matter what you're going through, and see the way that he'll come on this. Let's sing that song, saints, as we worship.
Prisoner's chains with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas, let's pray that night, and in that day,
they began to sing,
the chains were loosed, and they were free.
Reach up, reach up,
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you all. I give you the praise. You are, you are, you are the truth. Time so high, reach out,
reach out by faith
to heights unknown,
to heights unknown.
You will find,
oh, you will find,
you're not alone.
We bless your name.
I bless your name.
Sense, you know where you are before the Lord this evening. You know your desire. Just a simple mustard seed of faith in your soul. And just bringing that need and just putting it before the Lord. Calling Jesus on the scene. If that's your desire this evening, whatever your request, whatever your petition, whatever your prayer, just raise your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, even now, Lord, come and change my situation. At this time, Lord, pass me not, Lord.
Amen.
Touch me, Lord. I'm taking you at your word, Lord. I'm putting my trust in you. Father, I'm casting everything else aside and I'm putting my confidence in you. Because, Lord, you've never let me down. You've never failed me, Lord. You've been Jehovah Jireh in every need that I've had. Lord, when the enemy thought that he was going to have his way, you've been Jehovah Rapha. And Lord, you've raised me up time after time after time. Lord, I'm coming once again unto you upon this evening. And I'm looking unto you and I'm calling upon the great attributes of Jehovah to come and minister to the situation that I'm in. Lord, I'm waiting upon you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've done it all for us, Lord, that you've stored it all up for us, Lord. We thank you for the great provision that you've made for us, Lord. We thank you for every need that you've already provided for. We thank you, Lord, for every sickness that the enemy will desire to bring, that you've already provided healing for. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every circumstance that would perplex us, Lord, that you've already made a way through. And Father, we're just coming, Lord, to look to you upon this evening. To say, Lord, may you forgive us, Lord. Forgive us when we've limited you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we've brought you down, Lord, and looked at you through our own eyes, Lord. But Father, we're just coming to look at you once again this evening through the eyes of your word. Through the eyes, Lord Jesus, of your revelation of who you are. And Lord, we just want to take you at your word upon this evening, Lord. You see the needs of your people. Father, you see every opportunity, Lord, and Father, we just open up now our souls unto thee and we thank you, Lord, in advance for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you that you've already met our needs, Lord. Father, we just rise up upon this day. And Father, how many, many times the enemy would stand between us and our blessing, Lord. How many times the enemy, Lord, would desire, Lord, to come, even as Goliath, Lord, to stand between us. And Father, the fullness of what you have for us, Lord. But Father, how we know the truth, Lord, that if we just resist him, he will flee. Father, we just stand our ground, Lord. We just stand upon your promises, Lord. Father, how true your word is. How powerful your word is, Lord. And Father, we just come in to submit ourselves unto thee upon this evening. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy, Lord. Father, even, Lord, the circumstances we find ourselves in at this time. Father, we're calling thee on the scene, Lord. Father, with this building and Lord Jesus, the great need that we'd have. Father, we know that it's an opportunity, Lord. It's an opportunity for you to reveal yourself once again, Lord. And Father, that's why we're putting our confidence and we're putting our trust in thee. Father, we do not trust in our own ability in this, Lord. We do not trust, Lord, in our own intelligence, our own wisdom, Lord. But Father, we're coming to express our faith in you, knowing, Father, that you do all things well. That, Father, you have all things under your control. And Father, every circumstance, Lord, that should be in the lives of your people, even here this evening, Lord. We're just asking of thee, Lord, even as each person would rise up above, Lord, their natural circumstances. And Lord, would take you at your word. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you've already ministered to the needs of your people upon this night, Lord. And even, Lord, your servant that you've used upon this evening, Lord. How we pray, Lord, your blessing upon him, Lord. Father, how wonderful that it is, Lord, to blow, Father, the Jubilee trumpet once again. And Father, we respond inside of ourselves. We give ourselves over unto thee. May you bless Brother Msimange, Lord. Bless his ministry, Lord. Bless his church. Bless the work back home. Bless his family, we pray. Father, Lord, lead him and guide him once again upon this evening, Lord. And as we'd come in the new day, as your people would gather, Lord, minister us higher, Lord. Minister us deeper. Continue, Lord, to, Father, reveal unto us who we are in you. Father, continue to reveal unto us, Lord, what you've done for us, Lord. Because, Lord, you want to rest in the fullness of your promises, Lord. Grant us that grace and grant us that mercy. And, Lord, accept our worship upon this evening, Lord. We do appreciate, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for passing our way once again. We appreciate and thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. Watch over us upon this night, Lord. Let us rest in you. Bring us back, Lord. And Father, an expectation, Lord, once again. And Father, we just want a deeper communion, a deeper fellowship with you. Bless your people. Touch your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song again. We know who we are and what we are raised up for. That one, Original Life. Let's sing that song once again. Original Life. We know who we are. We know what we're raised up for.
The original life. The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man.
Well, the Son of Man.
The seventh seed. Original life.
The original life.
The original sin.
Whoa.
God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the lost prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord
for the original life.
Oh, hallelujah!
The original life. The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe.
What I believe, what I believe.
The Son of Man.
What a Son of Man.
The seventh seed is unveiled. The original life. The original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen with thee. Redeemed and perfect without sin.
Yes, we are
the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life.
Oh,
the original life.
Hallelujah.
The original sin.
The original sin.
The original word. It's what I believe.
What I believe, what I believe.
The Son of Man.
Oh, the Son of Man.
Oh, the seventh seal is unfilled.
the original land. Oh, the original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours. Who were chained down in the past, should you believe, has sounded, and glory has responded to our God. Who's the original land? Oh, the original land.
Hallelujah!
The original sin. The original land. It's what I believe,
what I truly believe,
that the Son of Man,
what the Son of Man,
the seven seas, and the original land, the original sea. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour.
Gentile days
soon to be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God.
To our God.
Who's the original land?
Oh, the original land.
The original land. The original world. It's
what I believe, what I believe.
The Son of Man,
oh, the Son of Man,
is revealed. Oh, the seven seals unfurled.
Oh, the original life.
Let's finish with one we haven't sung for a long time. Let's sing that song. Coming from the east, coming from the west, what's it? All the rainbow trout are gathered by the shout. Don't you just love the word? Because the word reveals who you are. That spiritual amnesia that we get sometimes to forget who we are and who He is. The word comes to wash it away, bring us back to old familiar ground once again. And then you start to say, but I don't have to put up with these things. I don't have to allow the enemy to do these things inside of my life. You start to remember who you are. That's how we so appreciate the word.
Coming from the east.
Coming from the west. Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trouts are gathered by a shout. For adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of His word. He promised through the prophet to return, to ride this trail again, to reveal His new name, to teach His bride to prophesy again.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east, oh, coming from the west. Coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trouts gathered by the shout. For adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We are Mount Zion, in that secret place, by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory can be healed. We'll manifest that third and final boom. Oh, coming from the east, oh, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout gathered by the shout. For adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. A rainbow covenanted one in the Joshua Commission.
testifies she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry, and she shall speak from the summit of the seventh peak.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow chants gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. We sing a brand new song. We are the blood washed throne. We've seen our names beneath that seventh sea. He's opened up to us all the mysteries, and there is light on the summit of the seventh peak.
Hallelujah!
Coming from the east,
oh,
coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow chants gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak. Coming's ready now. Father, let the fire fall. Father, glorify thy name. You did it once before in the life of Malachi 4. Now, Father, glorify thy name again.
Oh,
coming from the east,
oh,
coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow chants gathered by the shout for adoption on the summit of the seventh peak.
Bless you, saints. Safe journey home. May the Lord be with you. Let's greet one another as we depart in Jesus' name. Amen.
In his presence, that's where I am strong. In his